ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 22. Let's drink to learning Japanese. We're glad you're here with us for this lesson. Tomoyuki, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 21?
In the last lesson, we learned how to invite someone to do something. For example, ゲームをしませんか?
Which is, would you like to play video games? In this lesson, you'll learn how to make a suggestion to do something. For example, let's verb.
That's right. What's happening in the conversation?
Kaori and Taylor take a break from playing video games.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Taylor-san, ちょっと休みませんか?疲れました。
OK。休みましょう。じゃあ、これを飲みましょう。メキシコのお土産です。
いただきます。あれ?これ、お酒?
はい。メキシコのテキーラです。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
テイラーさん、ちょっと休みませんか?疲れました。
オッケー、休みましょう。じゃあ、これを飲みましょう。メキシコのお土産です。
いただきます。あれ?これ、お酒?
はい。メキシコのテキーラです。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
テイラーさん、ちょっと休みませんか?疲れました。
Taylor, can we take a little break? I'm tired.
OK. 休みましょう。
OK, let's rest.
じゃあ、これを飲みましょう。
So let's drink this.
メキシコのお土産です。
It's a souvenir from Mexico.
いただきます。
Thanks.
あれ?これ、お酒?
Huh? Is this alcohol?
はい。メキシコのテキーラです。
Yes, it's Mexican tequila. Yikes! So Taylor didn't tell Kaori what it was when he offered it to her.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
It was an omiyage, or a gift from a certain place, and in this case, it was special tequila from Mexico.
Which is known as tequila in Japanese.
Right. And Mexico, by the way, was where he went for his sister's wedding.
そうです。That's right.
Okay, let's look at some other words from the dialogue. The first one is
疲れました。
疲れました。This is a phrase that means, I'm tired. This one is pretty easy to just remember as a set phrase.
That's right.
After playing video games for a while, Kaori started to feel tired, and so she said,
疲れました。
What did Taylor say in response?
OK.
Which is the next word we wanted to look at. As you can guess, this means OK in English. I think this word is pretty universal already.
That's right. I think everyone understands it. But the pronunciation is a little different.
Can we hear it again?
OK.
OK. Not drastically different, just a little. OK.And with that, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to make a suggestion in Japanese, like, let's do verb.
Jesse, how is this different from what we learned last time?
Oh, that's a really good question. In the last lesson, we learned how to invite someone to do something, as in, would you like to verb? You're basically asking the person if they'd like to do that thing, what they think about it. What we're learning in this lesson is a bit stronger.You're not asking a question, you're saying, let's do this, or let's do that.
Okay, got it.
So again, we're learning how to make suggestions. Tomoyuki, what What is our pattern for making a suggestion in Japanese?
It's simply the mashō form of a verb.
The mashō form of a verb? Can you explain what we mean by that?
It's very simple. Just change the end of a verb, masu, to mashō.
So you change the final masu to mashō, and that's it?
Yep. If your sentence has an object, you can include that too.
Okay, let's give some examples.
We had some good examples in the dialogue.
The first one was, let's take a break.
To take a break or to rest is yasumimasu.
Yasumimasu, to take a break or to rest. So to say, let's take a break, you would change the masu to mashou, and you get?
Yasumimashou.
Yasumimashou. Let's take a break or let's rest.
That's right.
Listeners, please repeat. Let's take a break. Let's rest.
Yasumimashou.
Now that one is just the verb itself. We don't need a subject or an object. Let's look at the other example we had in the dialogue.
Do you remember the verb to drink, nomimasu?
Nomimasu, to drink. In the dialogue, Taylor says,
これを飲みましょう.
Let's drink this. So, nomimasu, to drink, becomes nomimashou, let's drink.
Yes, the masu changed to mashou.
All right, let's break it down.
これを.
This plus o.
飲みましょう.
Let's drink. Listeners, please repeat. Let's drink this.
これを飲みましょう.
So those aren't so bad, right, listeners?
Let's have them make some sentences now.
Sounds good. Listeners, do you remember how to say to watch?
It's 見ます.
That's right, 見ます. So the phrase to watch a movie is?
映画を見ます.
映画を見ます. So then, how would you say, let's watch a movie? Listeners? Tomoyuki, what's the answer?
映画を見ましょう.
映画を見ましょう. Let's watch a movie.
はい.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this lesson. Listeners, leave us a comment using this lesson's grammar point.
Yes. Pick a verb and change it to its mashou form.
And make a sentence. That's a great way to practice.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
じゃあ、また。
テイラーさん、ちょっと休みませんか?
疲れました。オッケー、休みましょう。じゃあ、これを飲みましょう。メキシコのお土産です。いただきます。あれ?
これ、お酒?
はい、メキシコのテキーラです。